This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Election Commission of India has asked Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about his original Elector's Photo Identity Card, EPIC, for investigation amid controversy over alleged possession of two voter ID cards. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Digha Assembly constituency stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav in a press conference yesterday was not issued by the Election Commission. Contrary to the RJD leader's claim that his name was removed from the draft voter list, Patna District Election Officer cum District Magistrate Dr. Thyagarajan confirmed that Mr. Yadav's name is still enrolled in the Digha constituency. Meanwhile, leaders of the BJP and other NDA allies have accused Mr. Yadav of possessing a fake voter ID. BJP National Spokesperson Ajay Alok has urged the Election Commission to take strict action. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in the railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya-Gant weekly train from Bhavnagar railway station in Gujarat today. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnav said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
In Andhra Pradesh, six migrant workers died and three others got injured today in a mishap in a granite quarry in Ballikurva of Bapatla district. A massive granite rock fell on the workers while they were engaged in mining works. The injured have been admitted to hospital in Narasarao Pet. At least 16 workers were in the quarry at the time of the incident. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu expressed shock at the incident and ordered immediate rescue and medical care for those seriously injured. All the victims belong to Odisha, and the police suspect some water seepage might have caused the rock to give way. In Jammu and Kashmir, the joint operation launched by the Army, J&K Police and CRPF in the Akhal Devsar area of South Kashmir's Kulgam district continued since Friday. The security forces have tightened the noose around the probable spots where an unknown number of terrorists are believed to be hiding. They said the high-tech surveillance equipment and elite para forces have been deployed to support the operation. Senior police and army officers are closely monitoring the situation on the ground. Mumbai customs officials today seized more than 14 kilograms of suspected hydroponic weed valued at approximately 14.73 crores rupees at Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport, Mumbai. The seizure was made after officers intercepted a passenger arriving from Bangkok. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from today onwards from both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. Divisional Commissioner Kashmir Vijay Kumar Bidhuri in a statement said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. He said it has been observed that due to continued deployment of men and machinery on the tracks, the administration would not be able to resume Yatra. In cricket, chasing a steep target of 374 runs set by India, hosts England were 301 for 3 when reports last came in on the penultimate day of the fifth and final test between India and England at the Oval in London. Earlier, India posted an impressive 396 in their second innings with the help of a brilliant 118 from Yashasvi Jaiswal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.